Tim Moser. I work for OU. I'm a primary care doctor, but I reached out to like the Stevenson Cancer Center, and then I've got a lot of patients that are basically on hold for their surgeries right now. I had a lady that had a large kidney tumor, and basically they put a stent in her just to tide her over until they can do her surgery in the future. So when it comes to, you know, elective surgery, she needs to have her surgery done, because the longer she waits, the more complications she's going to have. She should probably come in line before the guy that needs the hip replacement, because he could have his hip replacement 6 months from now. So I don't know how the anesthesiologists maybe want to get involved in this, or the medical directors or whatever, to see who's going to be damaged by waiting versus someone that can wait.
Well, that patient that you described, that was, I figured she'd be having surgery right now. I didn't think that would be considered elective.
That they said that's an urgent surgery, but it's still an elective urgent surgery. It's not required. They did a minor procedure to get her by.
Interesting. Yes, I would certainly prioritize her over, something else.
And they have cancer patients. Knee replacement or something. They have cancer patients that are waiting for surgeries as well.
Yeah, I had a breast cancer patient, and she was going to do surgery followed by chemotherapy and radiation. And she says, I can't get my elective surgery done for my breast cancer, so I'm skipping that step. I'm starting the chemo and radiation now. And I was really shocked by that.
Yeah, well, that speaks to my point. It's time that we, I think people overreact. It was never my intent to stop someone with, cancer and having to have some kind of cancer surgery. That was never my intent. My intent was to stop something that was truly elective. And I guess we didn't get into the weeds enough, or those hospitals weren't asking the correct questions. But we certainly, that's why we need to, I want to be out in front. I want to step out and let people know it's safe. We have built for a surge plan. We have hospital beds available, and it's time that we can start responsibly moving these patients forward. So is there a way to call everything that you guys just described? What would I call that if I stepped into that before I did elective surgeries? Because to the populace, elective surgery is like cosmetic or something. So tell me, what type of medical term could I use that would grab all those patients that you described that literally have cancer, or they have something that we need, that are more to prioritize them more than a cosmetic surgery?
How about urgent? Yeah.
Don't you think, Dr. Moser?
I would think urgent would be, and you have to talk to the anesthesiologist if they have already defined that term or not, but I think it's an urgent procedure needs to be done within the next 2 weeks. Otherwise, there's going to be more complications because you're holding off on the surgery.